This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. once said that nonviolent resistance is the most potent weapon available to oppressed people in their struggle for freedom. Here with her take is Dr. King's niece and a Fox News contributor, Dr. Alveda King. Doctor, always good to have you with us, unfortunately, on a day like today.
Good morning, Abby and Fox and friends. Hi, everybody.
So, you know, I think most of the country is waking up feeling unsettled, wondering how on earth could we see something like what happened yesterday? Your uncle always had words of wisdom, of unity, of peace during troubling times. What do you think he would say today?
Well, you know, I'm also a Christian evangelist and director of Civil Rights for the Unborn. And so I'd like to speak and say that racism is sin. Hatred is sin. And my uncle would say today also with that beautiful quote that you've already stated, we must learn to live together as brothers, and I'll add as sisters, or perish as fools. And then finally he said, I've decided to stick with love because hate is too great a burden to bear. So he would encourage us to cease fire, stop the violence. Racism is just sin. And so anything that promotes my race is better than your race, when we're all human beings, one blood, Acts 17:26, we've got to get off that page and finally resolve the problem of racism in America. We've got to do it.
It's a similar message that we heard from President Trump yesterday, just this message of unity, what we should stand for as Americans, what the American flag means, you know, what the symbolism of God and patriotism. That was his message yesterday. He didn't identify one group or another. He's been criticized by a lot of people for not making this more one-sided. Do you think that that's fair?
I had so many texts and tweets and messages, the president should do this, the president should do that. But in serving God and serving America, he's got to speak to the hearts of everyone. That's what my dad, Reverend A.D. King, my uncle Martin Luther King Jr., my granddaddy, Daddy King, we were working then to transform in the 60s, because I marched and went to jail. I was blown up by the Ku Klux Klan in our home. But we knew that the goal was to transform the laws and transform the human hearts towards compassion. In order to move towards that, we've got to stop the violence. The president's right about that.
Dr. Alveda King, who's been on with us many times, and it's always good to hear her her insight and her encouragement. And I hope you can catch that, because this is really up to you and me in dealing with racism. It's how we're, you know, what we're siding with. Are we allowing the negativity and, you know, the pundits to get us off message and off focus here, you know, to focus on the wrong things, you know, it might sound a little trite. Oh, we need to focus on love. And, you know, people might, you know, oh gosh, you know, is that, well, yes, I mean, that really, there's no doubt that four letter word is so powerful to where we can appreciate, our own humanity, that we're all on this journey together, and that, together, we're going to affect and realize the dreams and ambitions that are all stirring up in all of us. And I would say most of us. There's some people that are agitating just to agitate, and you know, and I pray that they figure it out. And I also pray that we would have, you know, that our president would be given wisdom, you know, to speak the kind of words that need to be spoken. You know, sadly, we do not have a Dr. Martin Luther King speaking out to, you know, these things that have are happening in our culture today. And, oh, if we could have that voice or another voice that would come forth. So we look back in history and we remember his quotes, whether it is from Dr. Martin Luther King or other agents of good in our history. that have contributed and help us and have helped us refocus our efforts and to remember that, we're better off together than we are apart. And we've got to push back and take a stand against these movements that divide and not unite.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
That's what this is all about, okay? If we're going to get this country back on the right track, we got to be solution-focused. You know, a lot of agitation out there, and you wonder, okay, to what end? You know, but if we're solution-focused, then what are we focused on in terms of, you know, what are the core principles that we need to hold on to? And this is why, you know, I've become a constitutionalist because of experience. That is our target here. When you consider the Constitution and what a brilliant document, and, you know, we're so blessed by our founders. I thank God every day, or most days, I should say, not every day. But most days when I think about it, that we were blessed to have men and dare I say women, but mostly men in the founding of this country that put it all on the line, that put on their treasure, their very lives, everything. They put on the line, and here they were, you know, it was treasonous behavior when you think about it, you know, so, but here it is. We have America today in the 21st century, and it's up to me and you and the individual stories that make this country great. And speaking of individual stories, we have Chad Robichaux back with us, and we're blessed to have his wife, Kathy, with us, because when Chad and I last spoke, Kathy has an incredible story, and you can only imagine what Kathy had to endure. And, you know, Chad was dealing with his demons, and as the husband, as somebody who went and you talk about putting it all on the line, defended our freedom, and he paid a big price. And his family paid a big price, and this includes his wife, and we're blessed to have them back with us, Chad, but also to have Kathy this time around to talk about, you know, just to how, I guess to share their individual stories, you know. So Chad and Kathy, welcome back. I say, Chad, welcome back to Bill Martinez Live. Kathy, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. I'm glad that both of you could join us this morning. How are you?
Good morning,
Bill.
Thanks for having us.
Hey, Chad, just a real quick update on, you know, on your ministry and how it's been going, and your book, Unfair Advantage. I just want to bring everybody up to speed, and then we're going to bring Kathy on because, you know, the impact that she's had in your life and in the lives of others as an example, you know, is most amazing.
Yeah, that's probably,
thank you.
You know, with Kathy here, I should probably just take a knee. Kathy's the hero of our story.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, yeah, I understand that. But bring everybody up to date on Unfair Advantage, where we are right now, and then we're going to, both you and I will take a knee, and we're going to give Kathy the honor due her.
Well, Released in Unfair Advantage last month, and it's really well. We've got it. We've already got it in the hands of a lot of the troops, which is our, you know, one of the main reasons to write it. But then it's available to the public, and we've had a, you know, a lot of great feedback come in from it. And surprisingly, you know, it was written more particularly to men. We've got a lot of feedback from the ladies who've read it and got that perspective of what American military goes through, kind of just from the perspective of my story. And so we're excited about that book, and I'm still going to be going around the country and doing a lot of speaking and trying to get the book in the hands of not just military folks, but anyone who wants to know the unfair advantage to all the battles we've been facing this life. And on the Mighty Oaks side, you know, in Mighty Oaks, we're still running programs every. We run in 30 programs a year, so we're nonstop doing these programs. We just reached our 1,558 warrior, and we're still 1,558 warriors. That's something we're extremely proud of.
Right.
And the resiliency side, we go to the bases on the front end and help prepare our men and women for combat. Mm-hmm. And we've had just continually open up doors. And bases all over the country. We're going. Kathy and I are traveling this week next week to the United States Air Force in Florida.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll speak to the men over there.
Oh, that's awesome. Well, Kathy, your story is so important as well. Chad, certainly dealing with the men, and wives endure. Though they may not necessarily go to battle, you probably feel like you've got a battle here domestically, a battle at home that you have to endure. And, of course, your personal story and what you and Chad went through. But for the grace of God, huh?
Yeah, you know, for me, I hear so many women, you know, it's such a struggle for them while they're gone. And for me, it was the battle when he returned home.
Mm-hmm.
I just pretty much did what I had to do and pushed through it. And so it was a different kind of battle for us when his return home was definitely not what I thought it would be. And so that's where it started for us.
Mm-hmm. Well, it really turned your world upside down. I mean, you got to the point where you just said there's no hope, and you filed for divorce, right?
Yeah, so it was about 3 years after a horrible tornado between our marriage, and I went ahead and I said, the choices he was making, enough is enough, and it's time to move on. And I didn't want that, but the choices he was making was showing that, hey, he didn't want to be in this marriage. And so I made that choice to go ahead and move out, and I started the divorce. So, yeah.
Now, did you understand at that time, what was your understanding of PTSD?
Oh, I had no understanding. Chad and I had absolutely no clue really what that meant. In fact, I always laugh every time he says, hey, I thought I can just take a shot and go back to my job and do what I love to do.
Right.
And that's really what I thought, too. You know, okay, he'll get better and he'll be back being Superman again. And that wasn't the case. And so as time went on, we still weren't educating ourselves. And years went on, and so I thought this post-traumatic stress thing was just something he was dealing with for the first few months.
Mm.
And then all of a sudden, suddenly it felt like as he got into as we started our MMA gym and started becoming successful, I didn't hear him talk about his time while he was deployed. I didn't hear him talk about the struggles he was going through, so I thought that was over and done with.
Mm-hmm.
But what had happened, instead of him showing those signs of being really quiet or having nightmares or having needing somebody close to him at night because he was having panic attacks, those signs were easy to see. Okay, something's wrong.
Mm-hmm.
But all of a sudden that stopped, and he was on top of the world, it looked like to me. And, you know, he became very successful in our gym and in the MMA with his fighting career. And so I thought it was over and done with.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought he was just, I thought our marriage was just the one that was hurting. I thought that it was me, that something was wrong with me, and I wasn't I wasn't a good enough wife, maybe, or the wife that was, you know, that he desired. So.
Yeah. Well, when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about this. Chad Robichaud's story is an incredible journey of tragedy to triumph. His wife, Kathy, joins us, and we're getting her perspective on this, too. Stay with us. This is Bill Martinez. We're live.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com is better than ever. I'm Pat Matthews here to tell you that BuySellMakeOffer.com, the revolutionary site for buying and selling anything and everything, just upped the ante. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and click the Sign Me Up button. When you do, you'll get the first month free, and then it's just $9.95 a month to be a member forever. And you don't need a credit card for the initial setup. Create your own store on the site and sell whatever you want, as long as it's legal, however you want, and sell an unlimited number of items. Create your own intro video to describe what your store is all about. Use Skype to see who you're buying from or selling to. Sell unused household items, as well as antiques, cars, televisions, collectibles, real estate. The possibilities are unlimited. Use social networks to promote your store right from our site. Remember, there are never any fees, no matter how much you sell. Become a member today. I'm a member. Get all your friends to sign up, too. This could become a great business for you. Sell whatever you want for the first 30 days free at BuySellMakeOffer.com.
If there's a toxic chemical biological gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Do you trust our economy? How about our banking system? Our president has stated we are sitting on a bubble right now, and that when the Fed raises interest rates, bad things are going to happen. Well, the Fed is raising rates here and now. There has never been a better time to turn your IRA or 401k into physical gold or silver with GSI Exchange. Call 833-GSI-GOLD. GSI Exchange can make this happen fast, and it's money you control, not the big banks. 833-GSI-GOLD. Ask about our Bank Failure Survival Guide and learn how your qualified IRA transfer can get you $1,500 in free physical gold or silver delivered right to your home. GSI Exchange has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Call GSI Exchange at 833-GSI-GOLD. That's 833-474-4653. Or visit us on the web at gsi.gold.
Are you one of the 15 million men who suffer from an enlarged prostate? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times a night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-cytosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than salt palmetto. To claim your $10 Patriot discount, go to prostatemiracle.com and enter promo code PATRIOT. Or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
Reminding us of what makes our country great.
There is a name I call in times of trouble. There is a song that comforts in the night. There is a voice that calms the storm that rages. He is Jesus, Jesus. We'll be right back.
lyric, huh? 20 minutes after the top of the hour, and the meaning behind it, so significant. A nation under God, are we really? Boy, do we need that like never before, I would say. This is all part of the unhinging of America, but a conversation for another day. Right now, Chad Robichaux and Kathy Robichaux join us. Their story is an incredible journey of tragedy to triumph. Chad served our country proudly as a Special Operation Force Recon Marine, served on a JSOC task force on 8 deployments to Afghanistan in the War on Terror, had a successful career as a pro MMA champion, and came back, and like most men, Chad, you know, big boys don't cry. You gotta buck up. I mean, you're right there on the line, and you come back, and you're probably dealing with demons and issues and the effects that we still don't quite understand. And it's an honor to have you on. I mean, because when I think about it, you probably represent less than 1% of all Americans who have been on the front line, that have dodged bullets, that have been there and been in an exceptional experience. But what you've done, you know, for the sake of freedom, well, I'll tell you, the debt that this country owes you and other vets like you, I can't even articulate appropriately. But all I can say very humbly is, you know, thank you for what you've done for the sake of freedom and the price that you paid, but not only the price you paid, but, you know, the price your family paid and Kathy as well.
Yeah, you know, and thank you for that, Bill. The truth is, you know, most people that I've worked with, especially from my community, you know, we hear thank you. And the truth is, we just loved our job. Like, you know, every time I deployed and got a chance to do my job, we just really felt privileged to do it and loved what we've done. And so it's certainly never felt like an obligation. And, at the same time, I never would have fathomed that we, you know, me and my family would face the things we faced on the back end. In fact, I thought, you know, somehow I was immune to it, inoculated to the fact that I would ever face anything like that, which is probably a big part of the problem, because when the symptoms of, you know, the physiological symptoms started to hit me, I was ashamed or afraid to say anything because of the way I thought I'd be viewed. And it was a very, very real fear, because ultimately, you know, when I did start having problems, I wasn't able to do my job anymore. And that was what I feared the most. And that came with not just the physiological symptoms of PTSD and the panic attacks and the feeling of, you know, imminent death. But it came with an extreme amount of shame and guilt. And I heard Kathy speaking earlier about how, you know, I had these symptoms and then it seemed like they went away. What really unfolded was I had these symptoms long before, a year before that crashing point. I hid them well, pushed them down. It just surfaced in frustration and anxiety and anger. And then I had this catastrophic point to where I couldn't hide them because they were so overwhelming. And Kathy experienced that with me and helped comfort me and try to carry me through that. We would just kind of spend time together because I was so in distress during those times when I first came home and, you know, feeling like I was going to die at any moment. And then as it came back under control, then I started hiding them again. As soon as I was able to hide those symptoms again, I did. And it was just my stubbornness and unwillingness to get help because of, you know, my pride and shame. And so many warriors face that same thing that we work with at Mighty Oaks every day.
Exactly. Well, Kathy, your vows say for better or for worse. Well, I bet that line has a very deep and profound meaning for you and your relationship, right?
Oh, it definitely does. It was definitely, you know, I felt like I took a beating and kept on ticking, you know.
Right. Yeah.
It was really hard.
Well, and it's tough. I mean, it's one thing, you know, and you're watching your husband who has been the strength. And as you say, you're thinking, okay, being the optimistic wife, okay, it's a phase he's going through, not understanding what PTSD represented. But this, you know, I guess, you know, we... afterwards, we always try to think, well, God orders our steps and there was a reason for this. But boy, talk about taking you to the very end of everything. I mean, you got Chad at the very end of himself thinking suicide's the alternative. You're at the end of your relationship believing that, divorce was the answer. And but God, who calls those things that are not as though they are, says it isn't over.
That's right. Mm. Oh, that is so true. It's it definitely looked like the end. In fact, to my family even, who really had to kind of turn their backs on me after I took Chad back. You know, that was, it's tough when it looks like it's over and God has a different plan, and then your family that aren't believers don't see the same thing. It's hard for an unbeliever to understand what it is or how I was able to give grace and accept my husband back mm-hmm. one more time. But back up a little bit, when we moved out and moved into two separate places, the hardest part for me was actually just finally making that decision that basically that my husband can't have his cake and eat it too. You know, mm-hmm. Enough is enough. He's been doing this to me for years, and I didn't want that. I wanted my husband back so bad. And so it was devastating to me. And the weird thing was, I didn't understand it. It was devastating to him, but he wasn't willing to turn from the choices he was making. And I remember the day we were moving out, he was crying. And inside of me, I just wanted to say, okay, just stop what you're doing then and come back to me and come back to us, our family. We're walking away. We just sold our house. We're in front of the house, packing up this huge U-Haul.
All your dreams and everything all right there in smithereens, huh?
Wow. Exactly. And I just wanted him to say, no, I'm not going to do this. I want to be with you. But that's not what happened that day. Mm-hmm. So all I knew, because Chad and I got married so young, I was only 18 when I got married, and then we had our children so fast, and mm-hmm. I was 22 with three kids, and so all I had known was mom and wife. And that's all I ever wanted. And now for the first time, my roles are changing, and I'm even having to give up my children to go with him. And there were days, most days, I could barely get out of bed. Mm. I was just so depressed. And so one thing that I wanted, what I knew I didn't want, was to have my children experience the pain and drama that happens between two parents that are going through a divorce.
Right.
I saw it, and I didn't want my kids to see the same thing. I didn't want them to see the hatred. So I picked up the book, Power of a Praying Wife. Mm. And I thought, if I start, maybe I'll just start praying for my husband. And then to make a long story short, that turns from praying for my husband just so that we can get through this with some peace, God started changing my heart in all of this and softening my heart to the pain Chad had caused us.
Mm.
And so, and then I went ahead and just continued to pray for him. And then that prayer just became, for some reason,
exactly.
Chad called me up one day and he wanted to come back home.
Well, Kathy, we have to leave it right there. We thank you so much for sharing with us. Kathy Robichaux and Chad on Bill Martinez Live.
Who takes any prescription medications? How would you like to save up to 85% on almost every prescription drug you're currently buying at your local pharmacy? We're talking about saving you real money on most of the top prescription drugs. Up to 85% savings. Asthma medications, you can save up to 85%. High cholesterol and high blood pressure meds, save up to 85%. And many, many more. This is not a hard-to-use discount card. These are real savings on prescription meds delivered to your door in days. We have expert prescription consultants to help you right now. It's a free service. So call now and learn how you can save up to 85% on most prescription drugs.
Call now, 800-362-9337, 800-362-9337, 800-362-9337. That's 800-362-9337.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Every single day, promoting truth. Bill Martinez, live.
Like me, fresh every day, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Welcome back. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Again, I want to thank Chad and Kathy Robichaux with the Mighty Oaks Warrior Program to remind us how much we have to be thankful for. That, you know, for not only Chad's sacrifice, but for the Robichaux family and what Kathy had to endure in demonstrating that, hey, God's greater than all this. You know, life can be messy, but for God. And this is why sometimes people, you know, I tell people, I find myself being a but God Christian at times. They go, but God? What do you mean, but God Christian? Well, you know, when you read the Bible, it's always, you read these stories where it's just so bleak and hopeless. And then they have that transitionary prepositional phrase that says, but God. And for the Robichaux, it was but God. Who said, no, we've got something better. And thank God, you know, for both of them as well, that they were able to endure and go through this process and today serve so many warrior families today through their Mighty Oaks Warriors program. And I would recommend you do check it out. Check out their website, mightyoaksprogram.org. Hey, it's time to talk about the eclipse. You know, we've got the eclipse coming up, right? And you may be hearing more and more. And look, it's more than appropriate that we have our very own eclipse expert here to tell us what we've got to look forward to, this mystery of the August 21st American solar eclipse. Dr. Jay Richards joins us right now. Dr. Richards, good to have you with us on Bill Martinez Live. How are you, sir?
Great. I'm doing very well.
Okay, so break it down for us, this mystery of this August 24th American solar eclipse. Boy, this is a long time since the United States had a chance to see an eclipse like this, right?
Yeah, that's right. In fact, yeah, it's going to happen on August the 21st. And the last time we had an eclipse, Bill, that was a total eclipse all the way across the country. In other words, you can see that path of totality from the Pacific to the Atlantic. It's actually been almost 100 years. The last time it happened was 1918. The last time we had one anywhere in the United States or in the contiguous United States is 1979. I remember because I was a little kid and saw it as a partial eclipse.
Right.
The sort of the key thing probably I tell people is first look online. I've got a couple of pieces at the stream right now. Gives links to where you can find out about it, where it's going to be. It's going to hit landfall about 9:04 a.m. on the 21st in Oregon, and then it will trace a course west to east, so the opposite of the way the sun rises. Go from west to east all the way down to South Carolina. It'll be in totality in South Carolina about 2:30 in the afternoon. But it's a 70-mile-wide path of darkness. If you're anywhere in the U.S., you can see a partial eclipse, but the total eclipse will only happen in that 70-mile-wide path. And I tell people, there's really no comparing a partial and a total eclipse. They're just completely different phenomena. A partial eclipse, if you don't have special goggles to look at the sun, it'll just look like it's gotten slightly cloudy to you. If you're in the path of totality, it will get dark. The stars will come out. The temperature will drop. You'll be able to see the ghostly outer corona of the sun, which is never otherwise visible. Animals and insects get quiet. It's just it's an experience for all the senses to anyone that you ask that's actually been there for a total eclipse.
So only for those that are in that 70-mile-wide central shadow from Oregon to South Carolina will witness the totality of this eclipse, right?
That's exactly right. And so, it's a tiny band. The good news is that virtually the entire American population is within one day's drive of this path, and from all news suggests that there are going to be millions of people. I'll be on the road. My family and I live in D.C., and we're going to be going either to South Carolina or to Tennessee, depending on which place looks most likely to have clear skies.
Wow. Now, what makes it so mysterious?
What makes it mysterious is this weird match between the moon and the sun. People don't often think about this, but the moon and the sun, first of all, they're the same shape, of course, visually for us in our sky. They're also the same size in our sky. So think of this. The moon is 400 times smaller than the sun, but it's also 400 times closer to us than the sun. And as a result, every so often you get this perfect match in which the Earth, the moon, and the sun line up in a straight line in space. And then the bright part of the sun called the photosphere is completely covered up by the black disk of the moon. You might think, well, that's weird, but maybe that happens all the time. No, in fact, it doesn't. Of all the major moons in the solar system, the other moons that other planets have, there's only one place where you get eclipses like this, and it's right here on Earth where there are observers to see them.
Well, that just makes us all the more special, doesn't it?
It does. And I mean, there's a funny kind of connection because you might think, well, that's sort of neat. But actually, the production of these eclipses, this match between the moon and the sun, are connected to the fact that the Earth is hospitable to life. We need, most people know that if you're on a planet, for life to exist, you need liquid water. And so that means your star needs to be a certain distance away. You need to be in this Goldilocks zone where it's not too hot, not too cold. So that's going to set up the size of your sun in the sky. It's another thing life needs that people don't know about. It's a large moon. If our moon were not there, if we didn't have a moon or if it were tiny, the Earth would wobble on its axis erratically and make it very hostile to life on Earth. So you get these two major ingredients: the distance from our host star and this large, well-placed moon have to be where they are if there's going to be life on the planet. And when you get those two things, it produces perfect solar eclipses. And eclipses, astronomers know, are actually really, really important for scientific discovery. That's the sort of central mystery, I think, of the perfect eclipse.
Yeah, and that's what I was going to ask you is that, you know, what's in it? What's in it for us beside the, you know, the spectacular presentation, what we see in the sky, and what other benefit comes from a total eclipse?
Well, the benefit is it allows us to discover things about the universe and about stars that we could not discover otherwise. It's one example, famous example from that eclipse that happened way back last century. Einstein had proposed this idea called the general theory of relativity, a totally new way of looking at the universe. And he predicted that if starlight was passing really near the edge of a body, like massive body like the sun, it would curve the light. So that rather than traveling in a straight line, the light from the star would curve. And so if you're looking at it, looking at stars near the edge of the sun, it would look like they had been moved if you compared them to where they were at other part of the year. Well, this is an experiment you can't do with the sun shining in the eye, because, you know, in the sky, because you can't see those stars. But during a total solar eclipse, the bright part of the sun gets blocked out, and you can actually see and map stars around its edge. And so groups of astronomers, one led by the American astronomer Arthur Eddington, did this in 1919, tested Einstein's general theory of relatively and confirmed it. And it sounded like a kind of boring science fact, but it was that experiment and that theory that transformed, really created the whole discipline of cosmology, where we're able to study the universe as a whole. So these total eclipses that we get from the Earth, they're like a key that unlocks some major mysteries of the universe.
Well, Jay, the last minute that we have here together, the best way to view the eclipse, and can we look at it with the naked eye?
You can't look at it with the naked eye except during totality. So everyone that wants to see it at all, get some cheap goggles or glasses off of Amazon. Make sure they're NASA approved. You'll be able to look at it at least briefly with the glasses on during the partial eclipse. Don't spend too much time. But if you're in the path of totality, when the moon totally blocks out the bright part of the sun, you can take the goggles off and you can look at it directly for as long as it's in that stage.
Mm-hmm. So NASA approved sunglasses. I mean, I remember when we were a little kid, you had to smoke some glass, right, and be able to look at it that way. So go ahead.
In fact, you can get these things for $5 online. It's a heck of a lot easier than what it was when we were little kids. And so everybody that wants to see it should definitely spend the $5 to get those glasses.
Exactly, and then be safe, and that's for sure.
Absolutely.
But what a spectacular experience, almost 100 years since it's been. And so how much more do we have to wait for the next one, you think?
Well, it'll actually just be a few years later, but it won't cover the whole country. So this is going to be the best opportunity for most Americans.
Without a doubt, most dramatic. New York Times bestselling author Jay Richards, co-author of the book The Privileged Planet, our resident expert on the eclipse that is coming up on August the 21st. Thank you, Jay. Appreciate it. This is Bill Martinez. We're live at 18 before the top of the hour right now.
With a recession ending,
if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-617-9312, 800-617-9312, 800-617-9312.
Dear friends in Christ, the Reverend Michael Spurlock.
From the studio that brought you War Room and Miracles from Heaven comes All Saints, a new pastor's first assignment to close a struggling church.
I think God's with me.
He wants us to save this little church by making land into a farm.
From a seed of faith grows hope.
Back where we started.
We are not where we started. We're somewhere completely new.
All Saints, starring John Corbett, rated PG, parental guidance suggested, in theaters August 25th. For tickets and showtimes, go to allsaintsmovie.com.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too. Because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance. It's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164.
Tyler, time to go for our family walk.
Just let me nap a little longer.
You promised we'd get more active.
I know. How come you're so ready to go?
It's Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aronia what?
Aronia Berries from Superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where'd you get them?
I ordered them from Superberries.com/radio, and right now we can get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus, we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait to try them. I'll get the dog.
I'll get the kids.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Values, faith, they still exist here. Bill Martinez live.
Gentlemen, as we continue to stay committed to pursuing the truth, no matter where it leads, thank you for joining in. It's just about 14 minutes before the top of the hour. It's time to talk movies with Focus on the Family's Bob Waliszewski. Yes, the famous Bob Waliszewski. We're talking about the one, the only. He's the director of media and culture with Focus on the Family, and of course the very popular PluggedIn.com website that everybody goes to. It's an absolute godsend that we have PluggedIn.com, where you can check out movies and, you know, find out which are the family-friendly movies before you go in and you spend your hard-earned money on something that you have your family and your kids there, and you go, what did I just expose them to? Bob Waliszewski, always good to have you with us. How you doing?
Hey, Bill. And you're back from vacation.
Well, yeah, supposedly. You know, it was a working one, but yes, you know, and made it back. I'm on the west coast of California here, and you know, got back last night from Maui, and you know, grandson, they had to tear him away from me. I just I'll tell you, yeah. You know how it is. You got your daughter there on the big island, and boy, it's always a tug in the heart when you got to say goodbye.
And a little sleep deprived, I assume, but hey,
yeah, just
a weekend.
Yeah, exactly. We'll pick it up whenever we can. You know, naps are your friend. You know,
President Reagan used to do a daily nap in the Oval Office, mm-hmm. and so I figure if he can do it, that it must not be terrible. So I try to at least get a Saturday Sunday nap in. Certainly can't do it here at Focus, but.
Well, you can. It's just that people just wonder what you're up to. And they're going, hey, what's going on? You know, so.
It'd be my last day on the job. I don't think I won't do that.
Hey, so,
welcome back, Bill.
Yeah, well, good to be back. This past weekend at the box office, a bit anemic again. It's been rather soft. Maybe because people are going back to school, but also the offerings just aren't there to get people excited to want to, you know, pack up the kids in the van and take them to the theater.
That's true. Now, if somebody listening were to ask me a question and say, hey, okay, it's anemic, I got that, but tell me, is there anything I can take my kids to? Mm-hmm. I actually have a good answer this weekend, and the movie The Nut Job 2, Nutty by Nature, mm-hmm. Came out. It's the number third most popular film in the nation. It only made $8 million, so, you know, it's not exactly racking up big numbers at the box office. Mm-hmm. That said, the first nut job movie was basically, hey, if you're a squirrel or you're a rodent and you get hungry, the best thing you can do is go steal some nuts from a vendor or a store, and then you get everything you need. And it was like, terrible message. But I'm happy to say that this new one had some surprising messages for me. In fact, at the very end of the last movie, they encounter this store full of nuts, and they this movie opens. So all these rodents have got tons and tons of nuts, and they're getting fat and lazy. Mm-hmm. And one of the squirrels, her name is Andy, says something about, you know, we need to get the wild back into us. We were kind of born to scavenge and look for food, and now we're getting everything provided, and the easy route is not the best route. And I'm like, whoa, I've heard that in a kid's movie before, but I like that because in life, the easy route is often not the best route, and it was just kind of an unusual, we often hear, you know, listen to your own heart or some, you know, kind of the Disney, you know, mantra. And it's like, I don't mind that. It's just not a deep message for me. But this one actually had a little bit of flesh on it. It's like, huh, I like this. Don't take the easy route.
Yeah.
So,
well, it reminds me of, you know, Chuck Swindoll years ago wrote a great book. It was about the book of Ecclesiastes, and his commentary was Living on the Ragged Edge. And one of the illustrations that he pointed out in the book was, you know, animals in the zoo, that they've lost that hunting instinct because the food is brought to them. And what a disservice that is done, you know, to the animals in the zoo, because they're not out there foraging, you know, it's all given to them. So in much the same commentary as Nut Job 1, and we thank the character for bringing that out, is that there's a lot to be said about, you know, going out there and foraging for yourself and, you know, finding your way.
Yeah. And then you add some messages that you kind of more expect on teamwork and courage and that sort of thing. And actually, surprisingly, I thought the Nut Job, you know, did a fairly good job. So,
anyway, what do we rank it? Huh? What do we rank it?
Gave it a 4.
Oh, wow, 4.
For
family
friendliness, which is a pretty good score. Now, the number one film in the nation is the R-rated horror film Annabelle Creation. We talked briefly about that. I am surprised that it was the number one film, and actually probably not anemic for that one. With its $35 million take and a $15 million budget, and it made another $35 million overseas, I think people are happy all the way to the bank at Warner Brothers, the company behind that. Normally, I have very little good things to say about a horror film if I talk about it at all. Mm-hmm. And although this is hardly a recommendation for me to tell people to go, because I'm not saying go, because there's a lot of problematic material. But one thing I thought that I was pretty impressed with was it came from a Judeo-Christian point of view, whereas there's an understanding that this demonic entity is a demon.
Mm-hmm.
It's not the ghost of Frankenstein. It's not somehow Dracula reincarnated or some weirdness that they can come up with a horror film. That this was a demonic being, and although one character supposedly Christian didn't fare well, the nun in the film, she was, you could tell she was not a hypocrite, was not portrayed that way. She obviously lived out her faith and believed her faith, and she actually does fare pretty well. So there was a respect for Christian principles, I'll put it that way. And I wouldn't be surprised if a writer of this doesn't have a faith background, if not faith. I don't think horror films need to be made personally, but if they are made, at least I prefer they come from a Judeo-Christian point of view, like The Exorcism of Emily Rose, for instance. That was a horror film that I actually thought, if you're going to go see a horror film, go see that one. You know,
right. Yeah, exactly. Well, and that's it's quite novel for Hollywood to be a respecter of faith and maybe hold on to some credibility here, because our faith has been so misrepresented, you know, over the years. So it's kind of refreshing to be able to say, well, you know, they held on to some godly principles here.
It's true. Now, the last film I'd like to highlight real quickly in probably the 2 minutes we have left is a film called The Glass Castle. It's based on the memoirs of a woman named Jeanette Walls, and who went through unbelievable dysfunction in her upbringing in the 60s. Basically, it kind of went like this. The family moved and moved and moved and moved and moved and moved and moved some more. Dad can't keep a job. That's because he's an alcoholic. And he's this wild dreamer, and his dreams have no follow through. I'm going to build this glass castle, this clear glass, you know, and of course he ends his life and he's never built anything kind of thing. But despite all his faults, he loves his family. Mm-hmm. It's an alcoholic, chain-smoking, weird guy, but he does love his family. And there's something about that. And in Jeanette's family, it actually inspired her. And now some people could go through that and they'd be terribly beaten up and they'd need therapy for the rest of their lives. But somehow she just was inspired by her dad's positive attitude, even though he was a drunk. Mm-hmm. So I came away from this Glass Castle film mixed feelings. We gave it a 2.5, not the best of scores, but it's probably caused me to think more than any film I've seen in the last 2 or 3 months, just because I was mulling over this dysfunctional alcoholic man who somehow still inspired his kids to greatness and to forgiveness at the end of their lives and stuff. So it was an interesting film, not a perfect film.
Mm-hmm. And this is Woody Harrelson who plays this role, right?
Yes, and yeah. And I read somebody the other day wrote and said, has the Oscar for Best Actor already begun with Woody Harrelson? Mm. And I would have to say he was incredible in this role. I mean, he is so believable as this father with this mixed, complex personality.
Mm-hmm. Wow. And speaking of Warner Brothers, you were mentioning earlier the distributor for Annabelle. Dunkirk holding steady, huh? Doing well?
Yes. Yeah. Well, and it's made $153 million. Now, it's kind of been doing it at drips and drabs and this week and that week. You know, it didn't come out of the starting gate with, $95 million opening weekend. It wasn't that kind of a weekend. But I think word of mouth has been good for it. And people said, hey, there's a good inspiring message here if you can put up with some violence. And people have gone and supported Dunkirk well.
Exactly. What about what do you see on the horizon coming up weeks ahead?
You know, the film that I'm most looking forward to talking about with you is a film on August 25th that comes out called All Saints. It's a faith-based film based on a real-life story of a pastor who moves to Tennessee to close a church.
Okay.
But
We got to leave it there. Details to come with Bob Walaszewski, the one and only Focus on the Families, PluggedIn.com director. Thank you, Robert. Appreciate it as always.
If food became scarce, would you be able to feed yourself and your family? Have you found some emergency food supplies can cost upwards of $300 for a month's supply? And worst of all, they're packed with chemicals and other unpronounceable ingredients. At 30dayfood.com, our mission is to provide you with food that's not only healthy and natural, but also affordable. At 30dayfood.com, for only $127, you can order meals that are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, packaged in Mylar bags with oxygen absorbers for a superior shelf life. For a limited time only, your order ships free, but that's not all. Enter promo code PREP10 to receive 10% off your entire order. Call 800-700-2184 today. 30dayfood.com keeps prices low by buying directly from suppliers in the Pacific Northwest, then passing the savings along to you. Go to 30dayfood.com or call 800-700-2184 for the most cost-effective and healthy food storage solution. That's 30dayfood.com at 800-700-2184.
Did you